Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 3, verses 19 through 23. Now we know that what the law says is addressed to those under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world stand accountable to God. Since no human being will be justified in his sight by observing the law, for through the law comes consciousness of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, though testified to by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. We stand in deprivation, unable to find equality in living for God, unless we confess and believe in Christ Jesus. Amen. Paul reminds us this fact by pointing out the law doesn't enable us to be godly because our sin is always before us. But in Christ, we find absolute liberation, focusing solely on love, faith, and hope of His mercy. Mercy that allows us the freedom to live God first. By the forgiveness of our sins, Jesus won for us when He lived and died to rise for the glory of God the Father. What the law silences in our heart is manifested in Jesus alone, making us righteous in the eyes of truth. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children and our grandchildren, Alan, Jeffrey, Alexandra, Julian, Gabriel, Elliot, Julian, and Oliver. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 3. As we continue to lift up our practice for some poetry for verses 19 through 23. It's a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Send All, God's Glory Deprived. God's accountability, world whole, silenced. Justified human beings, none. Law observing alone, not advanced. Sin consciousness, we are unable to shun. Prophets and the law testified. God's righteousness, Christ Jesus, faith alive. Distinction, none. Belief manifested. Send all, God's glory deprived. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's November 4th, 2021. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yes, it's my birthday, and I'm recording this morning at 11:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Woo, if you're still hanging with us, you know we're in impromptu time. I was telling a story the other day in impromptu time where I commented about the smell of gas that sometimes we let out our, you know what I mean? And it is a expression of laughter that makes us all laugh. When we see it happen inside a elevator where each and every one has to gasp. It's easy to say you're sorry, but it's harder to just be quiet and be loving in the eyes of God. Amen. John and Maria, I hope you guys are having a good day, and sing a happy birthday tune for me. Thank you to my mother who gave birth to me 59 years ago today. Thank you, Mother. And God bless you. Again, thanks for joining us. God bless you. Recording this morning in my automobile, sitting in front of St. Augustine's Catholic Church before a noon mass on my birthday, to celebrate my birthday with my beautiful wife, as I close today in the name of Jesus at 6:33. Thank you, Jesus. Sweet name of Jesus. Hallelujah.